अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्दाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदायै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः
अंग
श्यामलिम छटाभिरभितो मन्दीकृतेन्दिवरं जाड्यं जागृतरोचि साङ्कृतदशं पट्टं रस्य वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसत्तामाभिरामोदरं स्थली आशीश्वर महादेव पावन सरोवर छोटी चरण पहाड़ी बहुत जगह के दर्शन संपन्न हुए। सबसे पहले आप लोग बरसाना होते हुए प्रेम सरोवर पर गए। प्रेम सरोवर प्रेम का ही स्वरूप राधा जी के मदननाथ भाव यहीं पर प्रकाश हुआ था। एक समय राधा कृष्ण ललिता विशाखा इत्यादियों के साथ में इसी प्रेम सरोवर के पास में थे, बैठे थे। कृष्ण की गोदी में ही राधिका जी थी। उस समय राधिका जी के मुख कमल को कमल समझकर एक भ्रमर गुलजार करता हुआ उनके मुख पर बैठने की चेष्टा करने लगा और राधिका जी हाथ से उसे दूर करने लगे, किंतु वो भाग नहीं रहा था। उनकी ऐसी दशा देख करके मधुमंगल जी ने लठिया लेकर और उसे दूर भगा दिया और लौट करके बोले मधुमंगल को मधुसूदन को मैंने बहुत दूर भगा दिया, वो अब नहीं आ सकता। राधिका जी ने मधुसूदन का अर्थ कृष्ण किया। अब विरह में कातर हुई कृष्ण की गोदी में बैठी हुई है और प्रेम में कातर हो गई और यहां तक ही रोने लग गई। कृष्ण कहां गए, कृष्ण तुम कहां गए? कृष्ण भी उनकी इस स्थिति को देख करके, राधिका जी जैसी ही उनकी स्थिति हो गई, दोनों रोते रोते मूर्छित हो गए। गोपियां भी उनकी दशा देख करके मूर्छित हो गए। उस समय शूक और सारी ने राधा जी का नाम जोर से उच्चारण करके दोनों को सुनाया। कुछ देर के बाद में दोनों को होश आया, फिर सखियों को भी होश में आया। उस समय में प्रेम में द्रवित होकर होने से वो सरोवर पानी से भर गया और वही प्रेम सरोवर था। राधिका की ये अवस्था मदनाख्य भाव है, महाभाव से भी रूढ़, विरूढ़ से भी ऊपर, मोहन से भी ऊपर मदनाख्य। मिलन में ही होता है केवल, और उस मिलन में ही विरह और मिलन के सारे भाव उसमें उभर कर आ जाते हैं। इसलिए अभाव केवल राधिका में ही है, अन्य ललिता विशाखा इत्यादि शक्तियों में भी नहीं है। इसलिए बड़े बड़े ऋषि महर्षि लोग, हमारे बड़े बड़े गौड़ीय वैष्णव गण वहां पर भजन करते थे। आज भी बहुत से लोग वहीं पर रह करके भजन करते हैं। कैन यू स्पीक? दामोदर
Today, by the special mercy of Sri Giriraj Balaram, we completed the 24th day of our Parikrama. We went to Prem Sarovar, Sanket, Ulukeri, Nanda Veda, Nanda Gaon, Tenkadamba, Asiswa Mahadev, Pavan Sarovar, the Bhajan study of Sri Sanatana Goswami, and finally on the way home we visit Chodha Chalam Mahali. Firstly, we visited Prem Sarovar. Really, the Swarup of that pond or Sarovar itself consists of Premalakshmi. There Sri Radhika manifested her Madanakya Mahabhava. One time Sri Radha and Krishna were together near that place, surrounded by Lalita, Vishakha and the other Hastasakis. At that time Srimati Radhika was resting in the very lap of Sri Krishna himself. One bee, mistaking the mouth of Srimati Radhika to be a lotus, was moving around again and again. Even though Srimati Radhika tried to dispel that bee by her hand, the bee would continue disturbing. Therefore, Srimad Mangal, taking a stick in his hand, he dispelled the bee, then said loudly, "I have thrown Madhusudan far away where he will not return." Srimati Radhika, mistaking Madhusudan as Madhu Mangal meant the bee to be Sri Krishna himself, even though she was situated in the very lap of Sri Krishna, she began weeping in separation. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" Seeing her condition, Krishna also began to weep. And both Sri Radha, Krishna, and the other Sakis that were surrounding fell unconscious. The male and female parrot began loudly calling the name of Srimati Radhika, and they both awoke. Thus they melted together, and that water filled the sarovar, which we see today as Prem Sarovar. Therefore, whatever moods we see in meeting and in separation are all contained within this Madanakya Mahabhava that Srimati Radhika manifested at that time. This is more even than Rudra Ayurveda Bhav. This Madhura Ke Mahabhav is only present in Srimati Radhika. It is not present even in Lalita or Vishakha. Therefore, because this was manifested there, many, and since ancient times, Rishis, Munis, and Gauri Vaishnavas have been performing bhajan there at the banks of Prem Sarovar.
प्रेम सरोवर का दर्शन कर आप लोग संकेत में गए। संकेत माने होता है जहाँ पर दूतियों के द्वारा या दूतों के द्वारा संकेत देते आज यहाँ पर कृष्ण का आविष्कार होगा या राधा का आविष्कार होगा, ये संकेत से बतलाते थे। और वहीं पर नैश लीला और निशांत लीलाएं होती थी, वहीं पर गोपियों के अभिशारिका उत्कंठिता बासक सज्जा प्रोषित भर्ता और स्वाधीन भर्तिका इत्यादि गोपियों के भेद होते थे और वहां पर उसी प्रकार की लीलाएं होती। कभी कभी कृष्ण पहुंच जाते, राधिका जी नहीं आ पाती, कभी राधिका जी पहुंच जाती उनके लिए उत्कंठित होकर के अपने कुंज को सजाती और कृष्ण नहीं पहुंचते, कहीं आते तो कभी देर से पहुंचते। इस तरह से रूप गोस्वामी ने इन सब लीलाओं का वर्णन किया है। इस तरह से संकेत में ये सब लीलाएं हुई। नंद खिड़क, नंद जी का खिड़क माने जहां पर की गायों का रहने का स्थान है, करोड़ों करोड़ों गायें वहां पर रहती थी। वहीं पर नंद कुंड है, वहीं पर नंद बाबा कृष्ण और बलदेव को अपने कांध पर लेकर जाते स्नान करते और वहीं पर नारायण की आराधना करते थे, मंत्र जप इत्यादि करते। वहीं पर नंद इत्यादि गोपों की बैठक होती थी। बैठक में कभी कभी वो विचार करते थे, अरे देखो नंद अपने कृष्ण को बेटा मत समझो, देखा गोवर्धन को काली उंगली पर उठा करके 7 दिन रखा, उतना जैसी राक्षसी को उसने स्तनपान करते ही उसके प्राण खींच लिए और विष उस पर असर नहीं किया। तृणावर्त और शकटासुर अघासुर इत्यादि को मारा, ये सब साधारण आदमी का काम है, सावधान उसको बांधना नहीं। यशोदा जी से भी कह दो उसको बांधे और उसको इस तरह से तिरस्कार न करे। नंद बाबा हंसने लगे, जैसे भी हो वो परब्रह्म हो, परब्रह्म का बाबा भी हो तो हमारा पुत्र हो, करते आए उसको शासन करेंगे, तुम लोग ग्वाले 60 वर्ष के बाद में
80 वर्ष के बाद में सबालक होते हैं,
इसके पहले नाबालक रहते हैं, तुम लोग अभी नाबालक हो, जो थोड़े से माखन रोटी के लिए रोता है, क्रोध करता है, घर के बर्तनों को तोड़ फोड़ देता है, उसे भूख लगती है, वो झूठ बोलता है, वो भला ब्रह्म हो गया, भगवान हो गया,
घर घर चुरी करता है,
इसलिए हंसने लगे और कहा जैसे भी हो वो हमारा पुत्र, हम उससे शासन करेंगे। ये सब होता, कभी कभी विचार होता कृष्ण बड़ा हो गया है, अब इसकी सगाई कर देनी चाहिए, विचार वहां होता कि इसकी सगाई ऐसे ही सुंदर लड़की से होनी चाहिए। इधर उधर खोज खाज करके देखते यदि विश्वभानु की लड़की से यदि इसकी शादी हो जाए बहुत ही अच्छा है, इस तरह के बीच बीच में उनका यह विचार स्वभाव होता था, इसलिए नंद खिड़क या नंद बैठक भी कहते इसको कहते हैं। इस तरह से वहां दर्शन करके फिर उद्धव क्यारी में गए। कैन यू टेल
विच प्लेस
उद्धव क्यारी?
नंद खिड़क
Jashoda is too strict. If he's Narayan himself,
How can she bind Krishna? This is not right. You should not chastise him. You should not criticize him. None of these things. Please, just show some love, some affection, but none of this discipline. This won't do. This won't do.
This is amazing. You think Krishna's God?
Yes.
You think he's some sinner parade?
It may be possible. We consider
it. We think it is. We think so.
A long time ago, I heard the cowherd men, they like children until they're 80. And then they become intelligent. Right. And now I see it's true.
Well, we've been thinking about it, it's true.
Maybe we
were the way that you presented it to us just now, we're not exactly sure. What do you all think? I mean, do you think that it could be possible that Nanda Maharaja's boy is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana himself? Well, I guess we might have been wrong, Nanda Maharaj.
I think you were.
About this.
I'll do the same as I was before. He's my boy. I don't care if he is a supreme or not. Anyway, he's my boy. I have to discipline him. Otherwise, he'd grow up to be a dacoit, mafiosi.
You don't want this.
Yes,
no, 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 no. You please go ahead and you do what you've been doing for our life.
The sweetness and the mood of parental affection is so powerful that even in the face of that, Nanda Baba will never be shaken from the mood that Krishna is my son.
Then Uddhav carried. Oh, Uddhav carried. Brief.
And said, Gatshutta Vabrajam Sonya,
Hey Buddhas, go to branch, try to pacify my parents, Nanda and Yashoda. Actually said our parents, to inspire some sympathy for their most heartbreaking condition in the absence of Sri Krishna. And not only try to pacify my parents, but deliver my message to the gopis. In other words, you can use your intelligence, your sweet words, your diplomacy to pacify my parents. But don't try to use your intelligence or diplomacy to pacify gopis. Just tell them my message as it is. Because Krishna knew that Uddhav not understand their exalted praying. So Uddhav set off for Nandagam, and when he arrived there, in the he spent the evening discussing with Nanda Maharaj, and he saw the unprecedented vatsalya bhav of Nanda Maharaj, and he was astonished. He thought, I have never seen such a natural and spontaneous love of Krishna as this. And they passed the night speaking about Krishna. The next morning, Uddhavji came out from Nanda Bhavan and went nearby, that place is Vishakhakund, to do his morning ablutions and remember his mantra. So as he went there to do his morning meditation, he looked and he saw so many kishoris, as if mad, wandering here and there in a forest of kadamba trees. That type of place is kadamba kari. Now we say Uddhavji, because Uddhav went there. And how were they? They were lean and thin. They had not eaten for 3 months. Krishna had left 3 months before. They had not taken any water. They had not decorated themselves. Their cloth was old and worn and torn and covered in the dust. Why? Because when Akura took Krishna and Balaram away on the chariot, the dust was raised into the air. And it landed and settled on the faces and bodies of the gopis. And stuck there because their bodies were wet from their tears. This dust was the last connection they had with Sri Krishna. So surely they would not change their cloth or bathe or anything. This was the last touch of connection with Sri Krishna. So in a maddened state of separation, those gopis saw Uddhav and thought, oh, an exalted personality has come. And they surrounded him and they posed the question. They said, oh Uddhav, if you are learned, if you are rasic, then answer our question. There are two types of praying. Ahetu praying and sahetu praying. Ahetu means love that has no cause. And sahetu means love that has a cause. So in this world there are many examples of sahetu praying. Just like a student has love for the teacher. Until he gets his diploma, then his relationship is over. And he never sees the teacher again. Just like a deer is related to the forest. But if there's a fire and the forest is burnt, then the deer will never return to that place. Like a prostitute, she's very affectionate to her clients. Until his wallet is empty, then relationship is over. So in this world, where there's love or affection that has a cause, if that cause is removed, then the relationship is broken. So, hey Uddhav, we love Krishna without any cause, without any selfish interest, without any personal motivation. And Krishna also loved us in the same way. So how is it that this relationship was broken? How is it possible? Uddhav, can you answer? Uddhavji was scratching his head. He could not give an answer. This was the entrance examination to enter into the university of praying of Radhika and the gopis. But Uddhavji, or to speak of studying this university, he could not pass the entrance examination. So Uddhavji was bewildered. He was scratching his head. Seeing the praying of the gopis, He could not imagine how exalted it was. Just like a person, when they try to look at the top of a mountain, they look up like this. As they're looking, their hat may fall off onto the ground. So in this example, Buddha, his intelligence is like a hat. And as he tried to see the extent of Gopi's brain, his hat fell to the ground, failed. He could not understand. And just then, he looked and saw that one very beautiful Kishori was lying on a bed of lotus petals, unconscious. The Sakis were around her, and they were weeping because they thought she was about to die. And at that moment, a bumblebee, thinking that the lotus feet of that Kishori were lotus flowers, began to fly around the lotus feet. Uddhav thought, who is that? Oh, I have heard of one, Radha. Must be that Radha. And Uddhavji, he gave pranam and sat and he was watching. Just as this bumblebee was flying around the feet of Radhika, she opened her eyes and sat up and began to rebuke the bumblebee. Why? Jayati Krishna Sangamam. When she was unconscious, she was meditating. Krishna is where? Now he's in Mathura. Before he was a cowherd boy with bare feet wandering in Vrindavan. But now he rides on a golden chariot. Now he's killed Kamsa. He's become a big celebrity. Ugrasen wanted to make him king, but Krishna gave Raj Tilak to Ugrasen and said, I am your subject. So now he's a prince. He's famous, he's powerful, and he's forgotten about us, poor, worthless, uneducated, lower caste, cowherd girls. Now he's with the princesses of Mathura, Mathuramanis, and all are attracted to him. And in her mind, she saw that Shri Krishna was wearing a beautiful flower garland, and he had embraced any beautiful Mathura Ramani. And his garland was crushed, and the kumkum from her breast was smeared on the flowers. And very minutely she saw in detail this, how one bumblebee came and landed on that garland of Krishna and got covered with the kumkum from the breast of his beloved. Just as she was thinking like this, here in Vrindavan, outwardly, one bumblebee came to her feet, and she opened her eyes, oh, it's you! She thought it was that very bumblebee from the garland of Krishna. And she began to rebuke him. Madhupakitavabandho Maskrishangrimsapatnya Kuchavilalitamala Kumukumasvasubina Bahaturanipatistan Malininam prasadam Yadusada Sividangam Yasudutas Tamitrik. Hey Madhupa, Madhupa means one who drinks honey. And Madhu also means wine. Hey Madhupa, you drunkard, you are impure. Chitavabandho. Hey friend of a cheetah, Mas Prashangram. Don't try to touch my feet at all. It was as if Radhika, by Bhavkarna, the ears of her emotions, she could hear that the bumblebee was talking to her. Oh my Swamini, I am not your Swamini. Oh Krishna Priya, oh beloved of Shri Krishna, I am not the beloved of Krishna. Bumblebee said, I have come here from Krishna to make some reconciliation. Radhika said, Mas Prashangam, don't touch my feet. I know you are the friend of that cheetah. Why? Because this is Krishna's technique. If he has made any offense, he comes and tries to touch my feet. Sapatnya kuchabilalita mala kumkumasvashubhirna. How dare you come here? What kind of mood is this? You are so intoxicated that you have come here to tell me that Krishna loves me, but you have evidence all over your face that Shri Krishna has forgotten about me and is enjoying with others. Tell me, what is that red substance on your whiskers? For what reason? But this is the natural color of my whiskers. But I said, no, I know what it is. This is a kumkum from the breast of my rival there in Mathura. And you are so intoxicated that you did not realize, and you have come before me with this evidence of Krishna's infidelity all over your face. So get out of here. Vahatu madhu katistan manini tatprasangam. Your services are not required here. You should return back to Mathura. Because there, Krishna requires your services. There are many manini. There are many Mathuranis who are upset with him. Because he makes an appointment to go to meet with one, but on the way he meets with another. And then he's late. So then he arrives at the place of the next Mathuramani with the evidence of his meeting with the first one, and she becomes upset with him. While he's pacifying her, he's late to meet with another one. And in this way, there are so many manini, those beloveds of Krishna, who are upset with him. So why have we come here to pacify us? He's forgotten about us. Go there where Krishna really needs your help. Yaru sadasi vidamyam yasyadu kamitrik. Oh, how shameful it would be. How Krishna would become the object of ridicule in the city, in the royal palace, in the royal assembly, if anyone will find out that he has employed a messenger like you, a bumblebee, to come and make reconciliation with us poor gopis of Vrindavan. So go quickly before Krishna becomes the object of ridicule in the assembly of the Yadus. Radhika said, Sakridagara Sudam Swam Mohinim Payaitva Sumanasa Iva Sadhyas Taptadetsman Bhagadri Haricharatikatam Tat Parapadman Padma Yapibhakarita Chaita Uttama Shloka Janta. Sakridagara Sudam Swam Mohinim Payaitva. You know, in the past, we were bewildered in love for Krishna, because payaitva, by force, he made us drink the nectar of his lips. Just once. Actually many times, but they are feeling in separation. Oh, once we drank the nectar of Krishna's lips. Not by our own desire. He made us take this. But what did he do? He's like a bumblebee. The bumblebee, he comes and he drinks the nectar from the best lotus flowers. And then the bumblebee becomes intoxicated. And then he's so intoxicated that leaving the best flowers, he goes and to the flowers that have no fragrance, no scent, and no nectar inside. So Krishna is like this. After he enjoyed with us, he became so intoxicated, now he's gone to those who have no taste, no rust, no anything like Kupcha and others in Mathura. Anyway, I know. Lakshmi Devi, she always serves his lotus feet. Why? Oh, because she is naive. She is innocent. She is being tricked by his sweet words. But we will never be tricked by his words. Because we know him from actual childhood. We grew up with him. We have full experience of Krishna's crooked nature. So we will not listen to his words anymore.
Thank you. You are very tired, whole day. So, we are finishing class today. Tomorrow is rest day. Tomorrow we will discuss all these things. So, आज हम लोग यहीं पर कथा समाप्त करते हैं. आप लोग दिन भर घूमते घूमते थक गए हैं, थक गई हैं. इसलिए अभी कीर्तन के बाद में आरती होकर के प्रसाद की व्यवस्था हो जाएगी. आप लोग विश्राम करें. कल विश्राम का